वनम विवेशात्मनि वासुदेवे मनोध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहः श्रीशुक उवाच अथाम्बरीशस्थनयेषु राज्यम् समानशीलेषु विसृज्य धीरः वनं विवेशात्मनि वासुदेवे मनोधिदधद्ध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहः हरिभो यू केन् सम्बरि नो श्रीशुक उवाच अथाम्बरीशस्थनयेषु राज्यम् समानशीलेषु विसृज्य धीरः वनं विवेशात्मनि वासुदेवे मनोधध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहः श्रीशुक उवाच अथाम्बरीशस्थनयेषु राज्यम् वनं विवेशात् धीरः वनं विवेशात्मनि वासुदेवे मनोधध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहः श्रीशुक उवाच अथाम्बरीशस्थनयेषु राज्यम् समानशीलेषु विसृज्य धीरः वनं विवेशात्मनि वासुदेवे मनोधध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहः श्रीशुक उवाच अथाम्बरीशस्थनयेषु राज्यम् समानशीलेषु विसृज्य धीरः वनं विवेशात्मनि वासुदेवे मनोधध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहः श्रीशुक उवाच अथाम्बरीशस्थनयेषु राज्यम् समानशीलेषु विसृज्य धीरः वनं विवेशात्मनि वासुदेवे मनोधध्वस्तगुणप्रवाहः पदपातः श्रीशुक उवाच श्रीशुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड अथ इन दिस वे अम्बरीशः किंग अम्बरीश तनयेषु अन्टु हिज सन्स राज्यम् द किंगडम समानशीलेषु who were equally as qualified as their father visrijya dividing Dhiraha, the most learned person, Maharaj Ambarish, Vanam, into the forest, Vivesha, entered, Atmani, unto the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, who is known as Vasudeva, Manaha, mind, Dhadhat, concentrating, Dvasta, vanquished, Gunaprabhaha, the waves of the material modes of nature. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued, thereafter, because of his advanced position in devotional life, Maharaj Ambarish, or Ambarisha, who no longer desired to live with material things, retired from active family life. He divided his property among his sons, who were equally as qualified, and he himself took shelter of Vanaprastha and went into the forest to concentrate his mind fully upon Lord Vasudeva. Purport. As a pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarisha was liberated in any condition of life because, as enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami, a devotee is always liberated. Iha yasya harer dasye karmanha manasa gira nikilashvapi avastasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami thus instructs that if one's only desire is service to the Lord, he is liberated in any condition of life. Maharaj Ambarish was undoubtedly liberated in any condition from family was undoubtedly liberation in any condition, but as an ideal king, he accepted the Vanaprastha order of retirement from family life. It is essential for one to renounce family responsibilities and fully concentrate on the lotus feet of Vasudeva. Therefore, Maharaj Ambarish divided the kingdom among his sons and retired from family life. So this proposition of retirement and entering the forest isn't seen now. It's not common. Uncommon. Very, very, very few. Previously, Bharata, India, husband and wife together would leave the house and walk every day to a different town. And in the Vedas, in the Upanishads, which are part of the Vedas, it says, Atithi Devo Bhava. A guest is to be treated like a demigod or God. So when there was no hotel business, no hotel, or here it's motel, right? There was no, in India there's no motel, they say hotel. And here the motel and hotel. A place where you go and you pay money to stay and you have home, same comforts as home. But when Vanaprasthas were traveling and they had no place to stay, there were two alternatives. One was the home of a grihastha, and the other alternative, there were dharmashalas that were built in different towns to accommodate such wandering Vanaprasthas. Also, there were many forests. There still is in India, there are still many forests, and there are forest dwellers, tribals. Sometimes when you think, you hear the word tribal in this country, at least those of us who grew up here, tribal meant African, right? But actually in India there are many people who live in the forest and they do not follow Vedic culture. They have their own culture, And in that culture, you read in Bhagavad Gita how Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, those who worship the demigods, those who worship the demigods, they go to the demigods. Yanti Deva Vratan Devan. Devan to the demigods. Yanti, good to go. Deva Vratan, those who worshipped demigods, right? You heard this verse? You heard this in the Gita? Yanti Deva Vratan Devan. Pitrin Yanti Piti Vrataha. Those who worship their ancestors. What does that mean? I think some of you are from India, so you should know, right? But nowadays they're not taught. Nowadays the Hindu families, they're not taught. You're not from a Hindu families. But in the Hindu families, offerings were made on a regular basis to the ancestors. It's called Shraddh and Pindadanam. You're familiar with this. What is a pinda? You heard of a pinda? Never heard. You heard of a pinda? You heard. You heard, Prabhu? No. Vaguely. A ball of rice. They cook rice, they make into a ball, and with Veda mantras, they keep it outside, and the crows eat that. And it's considered that that nourishes the ancestors wherever they are. The soul goes in another body, and we don't know where the soul went. But in the Vedas and in Upavedas, this system, actually there's Brahmanas and Aranyakas, right? The Vedas are divided into four parts: Samhita, Brahmana, Aranyaka, Upanishad. So in the Brahmanas, and there are Grihya Sutras, and they describe how the ancestors should be worshipped. So when Lord Krishna says in Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pitrin Yanti Priti Vrataha, Pitrin, there are this worship that's performed regularly. Brahmanas chant mantras from Vedas, and the ancestors are given nourishment. Pitrin Yanti, you go to the place where the ancestors, there's a Pitri Loka. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada translated that, the planet of the Pitars. And Hayagriva could not understand that, so he wrote the planet of the trees. So there's, you know, there's a lot of propaganda that Prabhupada's original books are the only pure books, and the edited, actually Bhagavatam was not edited, only the Gita has been edited. Then if it was not edited, it would read Planet of the Trees. It's not Planet of the Trees. Peter is ancestor. It's father. Patrilineal. Patrilineal. You understand? Patrilineal? No? Wow. But your language is English? And English, if I went to hear a lecture on quantum physics, would I understand? No. I wouldn't understand. So there are so many words in the English language. Why should we learn English anyway? Sanskritam shikshaniyam, better to learn Sanskrit. Because it's the language of the Bhagavatam and the Gita. Peter comes from the word father. Pita. Right? Pita, Pitamaha, Pitri, the ancestors. Your father's ancestors, patrilineal, patrilineal. There's matrilineal, your mother's. Even in India, there's a caste where everything, the head of the family is the eldest lady. Did you know that? You didn't know that. They're not following the Dharma Shastras. There's a community in South India, a very huge community. The head of the family, inheritance, everything is through ladies. You know that? You're from South? Where are you from? He's from Kerala, he knows. In Kerala, there's a community called Nair. And in that community, it's matrilineal. Matrilineal, matrilineal, however you want to pronounce it, different pronunciation. Matrialical, no, matrilineal. Lineal means a line, right? Like latitude, longitude, line, lineal. So there's a line of ancestors, but the Vedic concept is not this matrilineal, it's patrilineal. The male ancestors, therefore Pitri. Pitri sounds like a tree. Hayagriva didn't understand Sanskritam. So when he read this Pitri, you know, Pitri Yanti, Pitri Vrataha, he couldn't understand, so he wrote Planet of the Trees. So one goes to the planet of the trees? No. Therefore, editing is required. Pitri Nyanti. This is a duty of a householder, not a vanaprastha, not a sannyasi. Sannyasi and vanaprastha, they give up the Vedic rituals. Because you have to give up this body. So you have to prepare for that. But when you're in a grihastha ashram, you have responsibilities. So here Prabhupada in the purport says, Ambarish Raja, Ambarisha, gave up his family responsibilities. So part of that is Vedic yagna, depending on Varnashram Dharma, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Shudras, they don't perform yagnas. They have yagnas performed by Brahmanas. So this Pindadanam, the offering to the ancestors, is performed by Brahmanas, but they're given some dakshina or something. It used to not be money. They were given some grains, some fruit, clothing, and they would perform Vedic rituals that are described in Grihya Sutras to nourish the ancestors. He's giving it up. He's giving it up in the same Upanishads, this Atiti Devo Baba. So they would wander from place to place, the holy places. Balaram in the Bhagavatam, he did that. Balaram went on, it's called Tirth Yatra. Yatra is travel, and Tirtha is a holy place. There were no hotels, so there were either the Dharamshala, you could stay for 3 days, or there was a house of a householder. So you have to live very simply. And walking a long distance, you cannot carry heavy luggage. Now when we travel, we check in luggage in the airplane or in the bus. That was not the system. Nothing. Only the clothes, maybe some change of clothes. How much can you carry? And walking from village to village, and whether the food is good or the food is bad, you, at least you get some food. You could not pay for that. You renounced. You gave up your wealth. Vittam. There's Adi Shankaracharya wrote, right? Deyam dina janaya cha vittam. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate. Fools, give up your wealth. Deya, give. Dina janaya, those who are poor. Vittam, give them your wealth, distribute it. Get rid of it, don't be attached. Material attachment. Thing is that we are attached. We are attached. Now there are different levels of attachment. And Ambarisha had no attachment according to this. He was already liberated. Jivan mukta sa uchate. Because he had no material attachments, he was in his mind, he was only attached to Vasudeva, but we have attachments to sense gratification. We cannot give them up. If we gave them up, we would also be vanaprastas living in the forest. We would give up these comforts. Get rid. It's very difficult to give it up. So that's why nowadays you don't see it practically. You don't see vanaprastas. What is the explanation? Explanation? Kali Yuga? We say Kali Yuga, but otherwise, what explanation is there? Dharma is not being followed. Even in the Hindu families, they're giving it up. That's described in the Bhagavad, that as time progresses, people become more and more irreligious. And we see, practically, the interest in following religion is very little. People think religion is, you know, before you eat, you say thank God for the food. Or once a week you go and you pray to God in the church. Or people think religion means to kill other people. What kind of a religion is that? To kill other people, you'll go to heaven. This is an idea that's called religion. It's not religion. Narayana para sarve na kuscha. Oh no, how did I get to this shloka? Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasagira. Karmana by action, manasa by mind, gira by words. Harer dasye. One should become a servant of Hari. One should feel I'm a servant of God. Sattvika, Rajasika, Tamasika, these gunas, that's mentioned in the today's shloka, right? Guna pravaha, dvasta guna pravaha, the power of these gunas, goodness, passion, and ignorance, rajogun, tamogun, sattvagun. Pravaha means the power of these modes to influence each person. Dvasta, it is destroyed. Dvasta is destroyed means Ambarish was able to destroy that. He was great because of that. Because he did not allow himself to be overcome by the lower modes. So let's take the gross example, especially popular in this country, alcohol, right? Liquor. To buy liquor is very easy, very easy. Liquor shops are everywhere. Even in the gas station, even where the family goes shopping yesterday night, we came back very late, excuse me, that's why we're here. So my wife wanted some milk, so we went into the Walmart right here on Tui and where is it? You know where it is. 11:30 at night to purchase milk. And right in front of me in the checkout line, there's a fellow with a big case of alcohol and a small boy. Right? He brought his small boy. The boy doesn't know what's in the bottles. So many, many people in this country understand, because this is the country of freedom of information, that alcohol destroys the internal organs in the body. Excessive consumption of alcohol over a long period destroys the physical body, what to speak of the mind. The mode of ignorance, intoxication. And yet in this country, the vast majority of people are addicted to this drinking, alcoholic. Now what they say? Beverages. It's a word, beverage, right? It's not a common word, but it's common. Everyone is having their beverage. So when they say that, they think, well, they're not using the word alcoholic drink, right? It's a way to put a curtain, to hide. Doesn't change the fact. Doesn't change the fact that they're influenced by the lower mode, tamogun, mode of ignorance. Now, the other gunas also influence. Those who are in a material body are influenced by all of the modes. Rajogun, tamogun, sattvagun. The struggle for political power in this country, because not in this country, wherever there is the so-called democratic process, how much time and energy and money is spent to publicize the candidature of a particular person? It's come to India. It's in India, most of the world. China, somehow, only a few people participate, right, in elections. China has been saved. How much they waste, isn't it? And then they have to give up power after 2 years, 4 years, five years, 10 years. It goes on changing. This is the mode of passion, Rajogun. Guna pravaha. It just, at every moment, every living being who's in a body is being pushed by the power of these gunas. Rajogun, tamogun, sattvagun. How to escape? Ambarish is an example of someone who escaped. Determination is the only way. Determination. Gunatita sauchate. It's in Gita. Gunatitam, to cross over the gunas. Rajagun, tamogun, sattvagun. Gunatita. You should go beyond them. But it's not easy, because they're pushing you at every minute. A little alcohol, what's wrong? A little intoxication. It's helping me to enjoy life. There's 100 excuses, not one. Ambarish was not influenced. Or rather, he destroyed that influence. Dhira. Why? That is the word used. Here, word for word translation, the most learned person. But it also means tolerant. Dhira means one who can tolerate. In other words, the opportunity for indulging in indriya sukham, sense gratification, through these influences of the lower modes of nature, specifically the mode of ignorance and passion. Dhira, in Gita, right, there's a famous dhira tatra namuhyati. So it could be the most learned person or one who is tolerant. I think there's no Gita here, there is a Gita. How Prabhupada translated dhira in second chapter, this is ninth canto, right? Same word. Dhiras tatra namuhyati. It's right at the beginning of his... Dhiraha here is translated as the sober person. And here it's translated as the most learned person. Ah, little different, huh? A sober person. How can you describe sober? Mature. But learned, in one who has atmavidya. You know this, you heard that expression. Atma is the self. The soul. Vidya means knowledge, learned. Atma vidya. If you have atma vidya, if you know who you are, what the self is, if you know, not theoretically, but you really know, that's a very subtle distinction. If you know, then you give up the rajasic and tamasic pravrittis, actions. That's someone who knows. It's very rare. It's very difficult. It's not easy. But that's the test. One who is learned does not indulge. And one who indulges is not learned. That's it. It's simple. It's not very difficult. One who indulges in these rajasic and tamasic activities, he didn't learn the lesson properly. It's like someone goes to school and he fails again and again. You know people like that, right? They just, for years, they couldn't get the lesson. They couldn't understand it. So the lesson of Bhagavat and Gita, detachment, vairagya, that's being mentioned in this verse. But to learn that lesson, means to practice it, to understand it, to put it, apply it in your life. One who can do it is glorified, right? Ambarish is being glorified like anything. He's an example of ideal Raja, ideal king. Now, if you're a king, you definitely have more attachments than an ordinary person, because a king has political power, wealth, and so many items, because when one is wealthy, he can enjoy so many things. Poverty is a curse. Poverty is a curse. Brahmanas keep themselves in poverty so that they can be detached from all this material sense pleasure. But Rajas, even in Gita, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, right? Tasmat tvam utishta yasho labhasva jitva shatrun bungshva rajas rajyam samriddham. Enjoy the kingdom. 11:33. Bungshva, enjoy. What does it mean, go out and get drunk? When you say to someone here, enjoy, that means he should go out and get drunk, right? Or take some intoxication. Or go to some beautiful place and enjoy. Recently, I was in a beautiful place in South India, Kodaikanal. You might have heard of that place. Last week, yeah. And I was staying with an ex, I call him an ex-devotee, but he's still a devotee. And he has, on the side of a mountain, small cabins he built. And people come from Bangalore, because that's where there's a lot of money. And young people, who's going to climb up and down on a mountain? Older people, it's tough. Jitendriya can do it because he's physically fit. Yes, he showed us his physical prowess. But I tell you, I was there for 8 days, and it's a tough proposition to keep walking up and down. I got good exercise. So they were showing us the different rooms, and we walked into one room, and there were these boys and girls from Bangalore, and big bottles of liquor they had, right? So there's a sign in every room that if you keep alcohol and non-veg food, there'll be 3,000 rupee fine. But who's going to go in every room, right, to check? Who will check? And that you go up and down and here and that to get to the room. It's not easy. So say you go to a very nice place, sattvic, nature and everything, but you take an alcohol bottle. Or we saw Jitendriya and I, day before yesterday, we met a guy, 59 years old, like a rock. I mean, this man, I run 5 miles a day, he said. And when he shook our hands, both of our hands were like hurting, he was so strong. 10 minutes later, he's smoking a cigarette. 10 minutes, and he's a church volunteer. I mean, you'd think he would be learned, dhira, health enthusiast, right? And he was strong. Then why he was not learned? He was a fool for smoking. Because smoking is, you know, causing all sorts of disease. It's in the mode of ignorance. So who is learned? Look, someone may look like they're learned, but they're not learned. They have to be ideal, but then ideal means sattvic in the mode of goodness. Sattva sanjayate, what is it? Oh, I'm forgetting the verse. No. That's another sanjayate, right? But what was the one you said? No. He said. You said the same thing. No. Sattva something sanjayati. It's not sanjayati. The meaning is the same, but the form changes. I'm just forgetting. Rajas karmani bharat sattvam. Rajas karmani bharata. You don't remember that verse. It's in the 14th chapter. Sattva sukham sanjayati. When somebody is in the mode of goodness, he becomes happy. Rajas karmani bharata. And those who are in the mode of passion, they're driven to perform different actions. And one who's in the mode of ignorance, tu tamo, it's, you know, it's described there that the mode of goodness gives rise to intoxication and madness and indolence and sleep. But when it says sattvam sukham sanjayati, giving rise to happiness, the happiness you experience when you're situated in the mode of goodness, you get atmavidya, you get knowledge of the self, and you become detached from the lower modes. So if someone is not detached from the lower modes, he's not tasting actual happiness. Those who take intoxication feel, now I'm happy. But it's an illusion. They're not happy. It's so-called happiness. It's not real happiness. Right? But one who's in the mode of goodness, he feels actual happiness. And one who's totally transcendental, he gets detached fully. So, unless one does it, it's theoretical. Unless one does it. We have these examples to inspire. The example of Ambarish is meant to inspire human beings to elevate themselves, to get out of the entanglement of the lower modes. People in India, Bhagavad Sapta is very common. In ISKCON also, we have our, you know, Bhagavad Sapta. They tell the story of the Bhagavatam in 1 week. The whole Bhagavatam they cover. And by telling this story, by hearing the Bhagavatam, you're supposed to become inspired to become detached from sense gratification. But you see people in these Bhagavad Saptas, you know, they go in the back and they smoke a bidi or they have tea, etc. Vegetarian, of course, at least that much. They serve in some of these Bhagavad Saptas, they make arrangements for mass prasad distribution to all the participants. But you see people, that they don't become detached even after hearing the Bhagavatam. What to do? You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can give the message of the Bhagavatam, but to actually elevate yourself, that is the challenge. To become dhira, to tolerate, sober, to give up intoxication, to give up this mad chasing for money. You know, there's some rich men, right? They're 90 years old, they're still pursuing. 90 years old, they're still running a big empire and making more money. They're in the mode of passion. They're in the mode of passion. So what happens? If someone is in the mode of ignorance, he goes down urdvam gacchanti sattvasta. Urdvam, up. Gacchanti, they go. Who sattvasta, situated in the mode of goodness. Madhye tishtanti rajasaha. Those who are in the mode of passion, they remain here. Adho gacchanti tamasaha. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, they have to go down. What is down? There are different planets. They have to take birth in a different place. Everyone who leaves their body is not automatically going to get another human body in this particular place. Prabhupada quoted that one astrologer said that the first Prime Minister of India, Nehru, was born as a dog in Sweden. You heard this story? Prabhupada quoted it. Nobody can prove it. Nobody can prove it. But the reports about Nehru and his behavior, obviously politicians are mostly in the mode of passion and in the mode of ignorance. He didn't get a good janma. And the Gita says, Suchi nam shrimatam gehe yoga brashta abhijayate. Though someone who was on the yoga path of yoga, yoga marg, but he yoga brashta, he could not succeed. His yoga was broken. He gets a good jadva. Suchi nam. What is suchi? Clean. A brahmana. Srimatam. Wealthy. A vaishya. So they get this type of a birth. And Krishna says in Gita, yadidrisham janma. Janma yadidrisha means like. I can't remember, what is it? Durlabham. It's a rare. To get a good birth is rare. It's not easy to get a good birth. We see people born in the tribal family or families that don't follow Vedic culture, they didn't do something good. They did they were tamasic. Adho gacchanti tamasaha. They were in the mode of ignorance. They got a bad birth. Bad birth can be human birth, it can be an animal. Animal birth is useless, isn't it? There's no satsang, there's no religious life among the animals. So what's the use? Just chasing food all day. Just time goes by. They didn't progress towards liberation from the material condition. The repetition of birth and death, the miserable material world, dukhalayam ashashvatam. What progress can you make in an animal body? Nothing. You want me to go on? Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes, Prabhu.
I'm wondering if there's a contradiction or how to do both, how to be sober and also joyful at the same time.
I missed the first part.
How to be sober and also joyful.
Oh, but s- Satvam sukhe sanjayati, the mode of goodness, makes one naturally happy. Yeah, when we do kirtan, we're happy. One who is learned is happy. He doesn't, what's the lamentation? He doesn't become overwhelmed by sentimental lamentation. A learned person. He doesn't have mental problems. How many people are mentally ill, right? It doesn't matter, USA or India. We see people are, right? They have something torturing their brain. So in this country, they have invented chemicals. You take it and somehow you find mental peace. You don't go crazy. It's all over the world now. There's a class of people, they just cannot control their mind. And in one sense, it's understandable because this world is a miserable place. Now there are other people, they control their mind, but they're chasing material happiness. So there are different levels, different. And one who has Atma Vidya, who studied Vedic literature, that's important. To memorize Vedic literature helps you to understand this world, why you came here, what's the purpose of life. That's learning. The Prabhupada said that the modern education is a slaughterhouse of the mind. What does it mean? When he said, he criticized something, but only a few people are here to hear that criticism or to accept that criticism. The vast majority of people, even our own people, my own children, I should say, are enamored by this modern education. It's sad. What do they get? Some material advancement. Granted. They can earn money. That wasn't the Vedic system. The Brahmanas didn't have to worry about money. The Rajas, the kings, would give them. Being poverty stricken is miserable, but Brahmanas would accept that. They didn't care. Okay, if they got, they got. They didn't get, they didn't get. Life has to go on. You have to have food. If there's anxieties, when you're a grihastha, you have responsibilities, as it's mentioned in today's purport by Prabhupada, then you have to fulfill those responsibilities. Then there's tension. Well, how do I do that? How do I maintain grihastha ashram? But even grihastha ashram, there should be, if they're brahmanas, they study shastras. They don't give up that study. And the other people, this Bhagavad Sapta concept, they didn't study shastras, they're shudras. The vast majority are engaged in some labor activity, whether they get a salary or whether they get grains and a place to stay. That was the old system. Still, they also heard shastras from the brahmanas. And that's how they were able to get mental peace. That mental peace is happiness. Mental peace from hearing the message of Vedas. Ambarish is an example of that. Even Ramananda Rai, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Rai in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was accompanied by Vedic Brahmanas, right? He kept company of Brahmanas because they know Shastras. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami became the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister of the Muslim Nawab in Bengal, I don't know if he controlled the whole Bengal or part of Bengal, I don't know the history so well. They called Brahmanas in their house to hear Bhagavat, right? You know the story. So, real happiness is studying shastras, getting the message of Vedic literatures. These are examples. Examples for us. They spent their time in the sixth Shat Goswami Ashtakam, the prayers about the six Goswamis. I'm just Nidra Hara Vihara Kadi Vijito Chatyantadino Chayo. What was the first part? Nana Shastra Vijara Naika Nipuno. Studying Nana, the word Nana, we have that every morning when Prabhupada introduced this Guruvashtakam singing every morning. It's not a tradition. It's not in the Gaudiya Math. After Mangalarati, they would sit down and they would chant it. Not during the Mangalarati. There's some adjustment Prabhupada made. Vishwanath Chakravarti's prayer. Shri Vigrahara Dhana Nitya Nana Nana Shringara. Nana, the word Nana means various. Nana Shastra. Various Shastras. Right? In the morning we chant that Shri Vigrahara Dhana Nitya Nana Shringara. Actually, the way we're singing is because it's very nice to sing like that. But it breaks up the word. It actually breaks up the word, if you think about it. Nana Shastra, Nana Shringara. What is Shringara? Dresses. Various dresses. What was it again? Shri Vigraha, the deity. Shri Vigraha Aradhana, worship. Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nitya, every regularly, constantly. Nana Shringara, various types of dresses. Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nitya Nana Shringara. Tan is the body. Mandira Marjanado, Mandira Marjana, cleaning the temple. Ado, and other such activities. Nana Shastra Vichara. Vichara means thinking about various Shastras. Shastra is not one book. There are many literatures that are called Shastras. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipunaha. Expert. Nipunaha. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno, Sadharma Samstapako, to establish Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Chatyanta Dino Chayo. They also became very poor. What was the word that sparked this? It wasn't Nana, right? It was before that. Anyway, they were gathering with the Brahmanas, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika. Brahmana means one who knows Shastras, Vidwan, learned in Vedic literature. So real happiness, that's the actual question here, how to be happy, means to think about Shastras, Vedic literature. Unfortunately, we are attracted by so many other lokika material activities. That is maya. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. I am covered by my yoga maya. Nobody can see me. And maya is keeping everyone in illusion. Maya means illusion. So these different types of illusions, they're unlimited, right? It's not just 10 illusions or 20 illusions. There's thousands and millions of different type of illusions. Different people are illusioned in different ways. The animals are illusioned. The birds are an illusion. They think we'll be happy in the material body. That is the big illusion. But saying it is theoretical, and doing what Ambarish did, well, that's for inspiration. To become detached from all of it. So you have to go on thinking of these things. Shastras teach this detachment. Vedas, Vedic literature. But you don't give up your activities. The activities that we're performing, we continue to perform. Then how do you become detached? Go in the forest, it says. Go in the forest. So, okay, we're serving the deities here. But the ultimate aim is to go in the forest. Ambarish was serving the deities, that's also described. But here it says he went in the forest. There are no deities in the forest. But he wanted to concentrate his mind more on Vishnu. It's tough. It's tough to understand this. Why should you? And it says he didn't need to. He didn't need to go in the forest. So why? He set an example. It's ideal. High ideal. Pandavas also went in the forest. Hare Krishna. I hope that answer was too long. Excuse me for that. Any other? I'm duty bound to give. Yeah. The World Wide Web. Yeah. The web, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Network of illusions.
Network of illusions. Worldwide, it should be universal net, universal web of entanglement. That's what it is. Okay. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hari Hari Bo.
Also, a very quick announcement, devotees. So today is the auspicious disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Oh!
And she also Gadadhar Pandit, I believe.
So is it half a day fasting then?
Yeah, half a day fasting, and then we do Pushpanjali ceremony at midday. So devotees can come and participate in the offering of flowers to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Also, we gather someone around the region of 11:30 and read something about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur at midday, then we offer Pushpanjali and then Artik. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Oh,
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vasu Ghosh Prabhu.
I didn't pay attention to my Vaishnav calendar. Hare Krishna. I should know these things.